From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Vast numbers of demonstrators turned Zimbabwe's capital into a carnival ground Saturday in a peaceful outpouring of dislike for President Robert Mugabe and calls for him to quit immediately. Lazarus was one of the demonstrators.
What we are asking from Sajik, Mugabe needs to step down. We are not happy.
Still clinging to his now powerless post, the longtime leader is scheduled on Sunday to discuss his expected exit with the military command that put him under house arrest. Prime Minister Saad Hariri said he will return to Lebanon for Wednesday's Independence Day celebrations and explain his situation after his shock resignation announcement in Saudi Arabia sparked political turmoil. Mohammed Safa, a Beirut resident, shared his thoughts on Hariri's return.
Surely I hope he returns. Of course he should come back to the Prime Minister's office. Without him, the country is nothing. This is the final word.
Speaking after talks in Paris on Saturday with French President Emmanuel Macron, who is seeking to broker a way out of the crisis, Hariri said he would make known my position once back in Beirut. The top officer at U.S. Strategic Command said Saturday an order from President Donald Trump or any of his successors to launch nuclear weapons can be refused if that order is determined to be illegal. He says the process is simple.
I provide advice to the president. He'll tell me what to do, and if it's illegal, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to say, Mr. President, that's illegal, and guess what he's going to do? He's going to say, what would be legal? And we'll come up with options of a mix of capabilities to respond to whatever the situation is, and that's the way it works.
This is VOA. Several hundred protesters gathered in central Paris on Saturday night to demonstrate after images were released by U.S. news channel CNN showing an alleged slave market in Libya. One protester explained why he came out.
The goal of being here is to show those who are restrained, who are treated like slaves. I won't say treated, but those who are slaves in Libya. This is a really organized trafficking operation that starts in Niger, and it is well organized, with those going towards Libya and others going to Tamanrasset.
The French National Police were deployed in riot gear to contain the protest, which started in front of the Libyan embassy and moved toward Paris's main street, the Champs-Élysées. Argentina's Ministry of Defense says it detected seven satellite calls made on Saturday that appear to have come from a missing submarine that disappeared more than 3 days ago. They are currently trying to determine the precise origin of the signals. Earlier in the day, Rear Admiral Martin Gonzalez said searches like these are not easy.
Searches are like this. They are a hard task that takes time. And we will eventually, once the surface has been searched and the submarine has been located on the surface, under it, or on the seabed, as I mentioned a little while ago.
President Mauricio Macri said in a tweet that the country will use all resources, national and international, that are necessary to find the submarine. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on Saturday urged Bangladesh and Myanmar to resolve the Rohingya crisis through bilateral negotiations instead of an international initiative. Wang arrived in Bangladesh for a two-day visit, and from there he was to go to Myanmar to attend the Asia-Europe meeting. More than 600,000 Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh since late August, driven out by a military clearance operation in Buddhist-majority Myanmar's Rakhine State. A delegation of U.S. congressmen is also visiting Bangladesh in studying the Rohingya crisis. Hard rock band AC/DC co-founder Malcolm Young has died. Young created the Australian heavy metal band with his brother, Angus Young, in 1972. Young had been suffering from dementia for several years. He was the group's guitar player until his illness forced him to leave the band in 2014. AC/DC was known for its bold guitar riffs and declarative howling vocals, characterized by such songs as You Shook Me All Night Long and Black in Black. Malcolm was 64 years old. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
From VOA.